Sarah, let's examine some significant international developments that are reshaping global diplomacy. Germany just experienced its first ever UN Security Council election loss, with Foreign Minister Wadephul blaming their support for Ukraine and Israel as costing them votes against Portugal and Austria.
This German loss is historically significant, Marcus. Germany has been a consistent Security Council member when eligible, and losing to Portugal and Austria suggests major shifts in international voting patterns. The fact that German officials are explicitly blaming their Ukraine and Israel support shows how these conflicts are affecting traditional diplomatic relationships.
It also reveals the political costs of principled foreign policy positions. Germany chose to maintain strong support for Ukraine, despite Russian pressure, and strong support for Israel, despite broader international criticism. That principled stance may have cost them significant diplomatic influence on the Security Council.
Secretary Rubio is confirming that Trump will attend the NATO summit in Turkey next month, which is diplomatically important given current tensions. Turkey's relationship with NATO has been complicated, and hosting a summit there while managing Middle East conflicts and the Ukraine war creates complex diplomatic dynamics.
The timing is particularly challenging. Trump will be attending a NATO summit while actively engaged in potential military confrontation with Iran, ongoing support for Ukraine, and managing alliance relationships that have been strained by his America First approach.
We're seeing some concerning developments in Central Africa. IS-linked fighters killed 16 people near the Ebola zone in eastern Congo, which represents the intersection of terrorism and public health crises. Operating near Ebola zones either shows strategic targeting of vulnerable populations or coincidental geographic overlap.
From a humanitarian perspective, terrorist attacks near Ebola zones could severely complicate medical response efforts. If healthcare workers can't safely access affected areas due to security threats, it could enable disease outbreaks to spread unchecked.
Rubio is also making statements about China policy, condemning the Tiananmen crackdown just weeks after Trump's friendly Beijing summit. This creates interesting tension between presidential diplomacy and State Department positioning. Rubio's condemning actions while Trump was recently engaging diplomatically with Chinese leadership.
That Rubio-Trump dynamic on China policy is worth watching. If the Secretary of State is taking harder rhetorical positions than the president, it either represents deliberate good cop, bad cop diplomacy or genuine policy disagreement within the administration.
The DHS situation is also creating diplomatic complications. DHS chief says the United States would send Abrego Garcia to Costa Rica, but this contradicts months of DOJ arguments pushing to deport the Salvadoran national to Liberia instead. Inconsistent deportation policies constrain relationships with multiple countries simultaneously.
When different executive branch agencies are publicly disagreeing about where to deport individuals, it suggests either poor interagency coordination or fundamental disagreement about legal obligations. Both scenarios are problematic for consistent foreign policy implementation.
These diplomatic challenges are occurring while the House GOP is returning to a razor-thin majority with major deadlines approaching. Speaker Johnson is facing expiring surveillance powers, war powers votes, and missed funding deadlines with just a few votes to spare. Conducting international diplomacy during domestic legislative crisis is extraordinarily difficult.
The surveillance powers expiration is particularly problematic during active international conflicts. Intelligence gathering capabilities are crucial for both Middle East and Eastern European situations, but renewing those powers requires domestic legislative cooperation that may not exist.
There's also the broader question of alliance management during crisis. When you're simultaneously managing conflicts in the Middle East, supporting Ukraine, maintaining NATO relationships, addressing China tensions, and dealing with Central African terrorism, all while facing domestic political constraints, something typically gives way.
And we haven't even mentioned the immigration pressures. The Senate is moving to advance a $72 billion immigration bill after dropping contested provisions. Immigration policy inevitably affects relationships with Mexico, Central American countries, and other nations providing migrants or receiving deportations.